You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter. Todd Hatton is with me in the studio, and we're also joined by Kathy Hodge from the Humane Society of Callaway County.
How are you doing today, Kathy?
I am just fine.
Blown about a bit, I would imagine.
Yes, I know. I was afraid to put the puppy down. I was afraid he'd blow away.
Now, I probably need to tell a story on us. This last time we did Puppy Sound Good, we said that we had a Dancer, mm-hmm. and we didn't.
No.
We had her sister, Dasher.
Exactly.
So now we have Dancer.
The real thing, live and in person. That's right.
And she is...
Yeah, she's precious, isn't she?
Oh,
she's, yeah. As you could probably figure out from the name, she's one of our Christmas litter.
Mm-hmm.
We had one of our fosters took in a mama dog on Christmas Eve. She started delivering puppies at 4 o'clock on Christmas morning and finished at 4 o'clock on Christmas afternoon.
Wow.
And had 10 puppies. Seven of them have been adopted, so we have three are ready to be adopted, and then we've got three that are still with us, Vixen, Donner, and Dancer. So
yes,
now I'm panicky about that. So they're just adorable, and people are having such a hard time when they come to pick them out. If they meet like all the girls or something, mm-hmm. you know, and they just sit there forever with the family and talking and trying to decide because they are all so cute.
Oh yeah,
and they're super well socialized. They've been in a foster home the whole time, and there's lots of kids in the neighborhood and lots of people in and out, of course, to see the puppies. Mm-hmm. That they're just one of the best socialized, you know, group of puppies I think we've ever had. So it's always nice when that's the case, because then that's a good head start for the family that gets them to add to their family.
And she certainly seems to have figured this out. I mean, she'll just sit there so
yes.
bolt upright.
Her foster was telling me this morning that she had been teaching the ones that are still with her to sit for attention.
Mm-hmm.
And she has got it figured out. She's been walking around with us at the station visiting with everybody, and
yep.
she'll look up at somebody and then sit very daintily and, you know, just sit right there like, okay, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Now pet me. And so
yeah.
far, everybody's been more than happy to pet her. So.
Well, you can't. The big brown eyes.
Absolutely.
How can you resist the big brown eyes?
I know. The mom, they're 12 weeks old today, and she probably mm-hmm. weighs around 15 pounds. The mom weighs about 55, so just a, you know, medium-sized dog. Hard to know what
True.
She's going to be, but at least that big, I would think. Sort of a good, you know, medium-sized dog. Dancer is just the prettiest sort of... light chocolate brown,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's
mm-hmm.
just, it's a little darker than the yellow lab look that her mom has,
right.
but certainly not a chocolate either. It's just sort of that cafe au lait kind of color.
See, this is where I tell you to go onto the WKMS Facebook page and see pictures that Matt Markgraf is taking
yes.
as we speak and posting as well. Of this,
Dancer's being pretty cooperative on
yeah.
the pictures, I think,
oh,
today,
of course.
Too, more so than usual.
I was such an attention sponge.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking, and we have a lot of stuff going on in April
yeah,
for the Humane Society.
Do.
So where do we start?
Well, a couple of things that are coming up before we'll be back, so I wanted to be sure and mention those while I was here. All of these things, of course, help us raise money to take care of all these puppies
mm-hmm.
and the moms. And the Dancer's mom was heartworm positive when we found her, and so... She has had a blood clot go to her lungs, and she survived that, and she's started on her heartworm treatment, but all those things are expensive.
Yeah.
So we do everything we can to raise money to put into our coffers to take care of them. So we have a yard sale coming up on the first Saturday in April, April the 5th. It'll be from 9 to 2 at the library here in Murray on Main mm-hmm. Street. So from 9 to 2 then at the yard sale. And then we accept donations the day before. All of the things we sell at our yard sale just come from generous people who bring things over to us and say, here, you know, I don't want to have a yard sale, or this is what was left over from mine, you know, whatever. We're glad to have it because it makes a nice fundraiser for us every spring. So we'll be at the library on Friday, April the 4th from 10 to 6, accepting donations and pricing things and getting everything out. And then we'll open up when the library opens up at 9 o'clock that morning. So
mm-hmm.
you'll even have time to go hit some other yard sales, the early riser people at 7 and 6 and all those those folks and then still get over to us at 9 o'clock and be there when everything's still not picked over.
Well, and what else do we have?
Well, on that same day, earlier in the morning, the Animal Health Technology and Pre-Vet Club here at Murray State is sponsoring their third Mutt Strut. And the Mutt Strut is a 5K run and a 1 mile dog walk. You can also run with your dog. I mean, we've had a lot of folks who have run with their dogs in the 5K because they're used to running with their dogs routinely.
Right.
And then, but I'd say the majority of us are more in the line of walking your dog for the 1 mile dog walk. But either way, it's a lot of fun.
Right.
It starts here at the Murray State on campus at the Olive Street and 15th intersection there at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
You can. Pre-registration is actually open through Sunday, and there's a little break on the registration fees if you decide to pre-register by Sunday. And you also get your T-shirt exactly the right size, not just whatever size we happen to have on the table, which happens on race day sometimes. So if you want to get all the information about both of these, you can download the registration forms for the Mutt Strut, and you can get the details on time and place for the yard sale on our website. And I tell people the name of our website is why we're here, and that's for the pets, forthepets.org. And all the details will be there.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
On Saturday, April 5th, you have the choice of a 5K run and or a 1 mile dog walk and then a yard sale, all of this benefiting the Humane Society of Callaway County. And, of course, you need to go to our Facebook page, WKMS.org Facebook page, and take a look at Dancer and those big, big, big brown eyes. Yeah, now
looking
she knows.
Right
I'm,
at you.
Yep, she knows I'm talking about her.
She does.
Kathy, thank you so much for
thank
coming by
for having us.
And bringing Dancer with you.
Enjoyed it.